Derek Lehman and various community partners are set to welcome trunk or treaters back to ODAS Park this Halloween season. The free event happens on Saturday, October 30th from 1 till 4 p.m. Registered participants will go trunk to collect candy in a COVID-safe environment. It started last year out of wanting to create a safe trick or treating event for the kids because some parents were a little afraid about taking treats directly from people's houses, but also, Halloween typically happens at night where there are other safety issues to be concerned about, Lehman said. This year's event is back by popular demand. Last year, more than 300 trunk or treaters registered for the unique experience. To date, already 500 have signed up for this year's event and there is capacity for up to 800 kids this year, he said. It would be foolish not to bring it back. We are lucky enough to have great partners working on it again and we are hoping to double the capacity this year, Lehman explained. While the Aurelia event became popular last October, Lehman says trunk or treating isn't yet a mainstream concept. Instead of going door to door, you go car to car during the day. The trunkers, who hand out the candy, are encouraged to decorate their car with some kind of Halloween theme, he explained. Last year, we had a Toy Story theme, a Beetlejuice theme, and a Scooby-Doo van. It's the trunkers, who are the key to the success of the event because they really go over the top and decorate so the kids have multiple trunks to trick or treat from while seeing all the decorated vehicles, he explained. Lehman's goal is to get 60 vehicles and their trunks signed up for the event. So far, there are 26 trunkers signed up. The Aurelia Giant Tiger store will be donating extra candy to each trunker who signs up to hand out candy during the event. Dapper Depot has provided gift certificates to give out to the best decorated trunks and Boo Crews. We encourage family and friends to come hand out candy, but also businesses to get involved to hand out candy and swag from their business if they want. It's some nice free advertising and it really helps support the local theme that we are all trying to push with the pandemic, which is shop local, Lehman said. Last year Jim Wilson Chevrolet Buick GMC brought out their Lightning McQueen car to the event, Aurelia Diecast was giving our Hot Wheels instead of candy. It's a nice opportunity for businesses to hand out candy and marketing material from their companies as well. The Aurelia Youth Center is also helping organize the event as it supports local youth and provides them with a fun, free, and safe activity. Last year registration for the event filled up within 10 hours. You can get signed up here.